This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. It began as an after-school program in Chicago, and now with help of corporate sponsors and the internet, Fresh Films has grown into a nationwide competition that attracts thousands of kids. They all want a chance to make a short feature film in 1 week. 100 winners join a crew in cities across the country. NPR's Lynn Neary visited the New York City team on location, and she has this report.
If any members of the New York Fresh Films crew thought filmmaking is a glamorous profession, the location for their movie was a serious reality check. Cast and crew had assembled on a hot summer day in an unair-conditioned New York City school building. After 4 days of pre-production, the crew was finally getting to shoot their film.
James Grimm, Marvel as first AD. Megan on second AD. Alrighty.
As the crew gathered to get their assignments, the cast began to take seats in rows of folding chairs facing a small podium. The week had started with an open call for professional actors. 18-year-old John LaBarbera was amazed that so many showed up.
We had over like 300 people. We had to turn people away. Over 250 people auditioned, and we called back like 20 or 30.
The film, called Awake, will run about 8 to 10 minutes. It's based on some of the kids' ideas, but written by a professional screenwriter. The story centers on a memorial service for a teenager. His best friend wants to cut through the phoniness of the event to tell the truth about the boy who has died.
Slate. Action. But you know what? He took my keys when I was too drunk to drive.
Most of the kids say they first learned about the film competition online. 15-year-old James Duarte couldn't believe it when he won because, he says, he's wanted to be a filmmaker ever since his dad gave him a camera when he was a little boy.
I knew that I was artistic in a way. I didn't know it was in drawing, sculpting, acting, singing. Then my father put the camera in my hand, and after watching my films, I knew that filmmaking would be my personal way of telling my stories.
A passion for filmmaking, says Kelly Fegley, is what all the kids share. Fegley and her husband, Esalen, began teaching filmmaking to kids in Chicago's inner-city schools several years ago. When they decided to expand their program, they found some major sponsors, Samsung and Apple, who contribute both funding and equipment. Fegley says the kids take turns doing different jobs so they can learn as many aspects of filmmaking as possible.
Like Maribel was on sound before, but she'll rotate and start doing, you know, slate, or she'll be assistant director, and assistant directors are the ones that call action and you know, quiet on the set.
Quiet on set. Camera ready?
Camera ready, rolling.
Key sound positions, ready? Director, producer, director of photography, slate. Are held by paid interns who have already gone through the program. They spent the summer traveling around the country working with crews in different cities. On the New York shoot, 19-year-old Samantha Sandebel helped the crew set up their shots.
That's your shot right there. Can you hold that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's wait until they come back.
This is Samantha's third summer with Fresh Films. She began in the after-school program in Chicago. At the time, it never occurred to her that filmmaking would become such an important part of her life.
I never saw that 3 years after that I could actually be, you know, still on the road and teaching more teenagers to, like, you know, find that passion for film. I never thought about that. I just thought that it was a way to, you know, like, not go home right afterwards and do chores, you know.
Now a community college student, Samantha hopes to have a career in the film business someday. Many of the kids say this is a life-changing experience. 17-year-old Martabel Payano thought she wanted to be an actress. But she's rethinking her future.
Now it made me think, like, maybe I don't just want to go to drama. Maybe I want to go to film school afterwards because it's just so much fun. Like, any position, there's no small position. Even the person holding onto the cord has a very important job. Without one, you can't have the rest.
Cut. Let's do it again just like that. One more time. Quickly, please.
Really, really good.
It looks amazing.
Fresh Film crews have been making movies all summer, two cities at a time. The cities compete against each other for best film. Austin versus Tampa, Denver against Atlanta, Chicago and Indianapolis, San Francisco versus Boston. All the films can be seen on the Fresh Films website, and so far more than 500,000 votes have been cast. Voting for the New York film, which goes up against L.A., begins August 3rd. The five semifinalists will then compete for a grand prize. Lynn Neary, NPR News.